T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve Blass joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Steve, I was looking at the Pirates and the way things were breaking down, and the Pirates are on top in the National League Central Division. This is a great place to be, considering that's not normally where the Pirates are in mid to late April.
Well, you know, anytime you're there, it's a good thing, Robert. And, you know, it's very, very early. But the Pirates have gotten out of the gate not only just kind of holding their own, but a little bit above that. So you take that for what it's worth. And I think the indicators really point to the pitching. We haven't scored a ton of runs, but the name of the game is pitching. And we're reminded of that all the time, but especially in this kind of scenario where the Pirates have a wealth of talent in their starting rotation, five guys so far that they've been able to depend on. A lot of major league teams come out of spring training hoping for two or three guys that can anchor a starting rotation. But so far, for the Pirates, has been very, very good. Now, nothing lasts forever, but the good thing about having all five guys being effective is they're not all going to be struggling at once. You know, they'll all struggle individually at times, but when you've got five, if you got one guy that's kind of struggling for a bit, or even two, you got three guys that can kind of hold serve, if you will. So that so far has been the strength of the Pirates. That being said, we need to score more. You'd like to give these pitchers a little breathing room at times, because when the pitching is struggling a bit, you'd like to think that the bats can hold their own and take care of things while the pitchers might be down. So we hope that the offense starts producing some more. The other aspect is the fact that if you want good pitching, you've got to have consistent defense. You don't want to give any major league team four outs. It's tough enough for good pitchers to get the job done just giving up three outs. But when you give a major league team an extra out, that's a problem. But the pitching with all five of the guys has been quite impressive. So where the Pirates are now, 10-6, it's been a good road trip. It's been a long road trip. Seems like the Bucks have been gone forever. But they're back home starting a seven-game homestand with the Giants. And I think one of the guys that has been very, very pleasantly surprising is Jordan Lyles, who we thought might have a chance for the fifth spot in the rotation. He's been very, very good. He's pitching tonight against Madison Bumgarner, who can be dominating at times. So that'll be an interesting matchup. But so far, Lyles has been very good. So you come out of spring training with a couple guys. Well, what are we going to get out of Jordan Lyles? What are we going to get out of Melky Cabrera, who's a professional hitter, and he has shown it. So he's been probably as consistent as anybody with the bat, and that was a great addition. So both of these additions that Neil Huntington has come up with have been very productive, Lyles and Melky Cabrera. And so we got our fingers crossed. It's a good run. It's a good start so far, and we hope to keep it going.
Steve Blass is with us, brought to you by MediConnect, bridging the healthcare gap for seniors. Is there anyone or any area that you are concerned about?
Yeah, I think consistent defense, as I was touching on there a moment ago.
Anybody in particular?
On the infield, you've got to make the plays that you're supposed to make, because that's the foundation of good pitching, too, is that you get the guys to put the ball in play to a defensive player. You want those plays made on a consistent basis. So so far, Josh Bell, I think, has improved at first base. That's a big, big item. Adam Frazier is being, I think, a consistent job. There have been a couple breakdowns along the way with our infield defense. So if there's an area of concern for me, it would be consistency with the defense. Also, the health issue. We got Corey Dickerson down. We've got Polanco that we're waiting for. So I'm pretty impressed that we've been able to hold the fort, if you will. Those two key factors are down. Corey Dickerson recently, and we're waiting for Polanco to come back. I don't think Gregory's too far away at all, and I don't think Corey Dickerson's situation is dramatically serious. So those are the two areas. But all that being said, 10-6 with those concerns, I think is pretty darn good.
Extra inning games, they've been through six now on their first 16, first in franchise history. Could that spell for some difficult times moving forward as you kind of wear out the bullpen?
Well, the bullpen is going to have periods where they're being called on, and some people like to use the word overwork, but sometimes you're in a situation where you have to overwork them, and they have to overwork themselves. Some struggles with the bullpen that I think are improving right now early on, some issues in those late-inning situations. So people say conceivably we could be maybe 13-3. Who knows? But you can't get all those things going at the same time. So 10-6 is good. Yeah, we could be 13-3 if we had cleaned up some early late inning messes. But that didn't happen. So you can't write your own script. I think the bullpen is a wealth of talent. I really do. Going all the way up to Vasquez. And I think Richard Rodriguez is a key component. He did a great job last year. I think he has squared away after a couple early home runs. Keona Kella has struggled, but I think he's capable of doing really, really good things. Crick is on the way back. So leading up to Vasquez, which is the key man to get the job done in the ninth inning, I think we're a little better off in recent games than we were earlier on. So that'll be a big factor because the guys don't go nine innings. So our rotation is just sparkling right now. And with the bullpen being the way it is in the last few games, I think we're in good shape.
Madison Bumgarner tonight, Jordan Lyles, as you mentioned. 3.12 ERA for Bumgarner. Jordan Lyles, 0.82. You would have thought with Bumgarner being as great as he has been over his lifespan that it would be Bumgarner with the lower ERA, but we'll take it, and hopefully the trends continue. Steve Blass joining us.
Bumgarner can be very dominant. He has been. We've seen it in the playoffs against the Pirates.
Of course.
I don't know if he's the pitcher that he has been at the top of his game, so we might be catching him at the right time. We also might be catching Jordan Lyles at the right time.
Nice. Steve Blass, once again, brought to you by MediConnect, bridging the healthcare gap for seniors. Steve, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.